Blog Talk Radio.
All praises to the Most High. Thank you for tuning in to A Heart of a Hebrew Woman. This is Sister Tamar coming to you on Tuesday afternoon now. new time, new show, new things to talk about. I just thank all of you who prayed for me to get through last year. I know we were on and off the show, but, you know, I always say, if I'm not right within, how can I be a contributor to the body, and how can I strengthen and teach women when there's areas in my life that still need to be whole? It's not that I'm perfect now. It's just that when you go through a season, you want to make sure that you're available to the Most High and not so caught up in trying to do something just to keep up with everybody else. You know, you learn life lessons just taking one day at a time. And as you take that day, allow Him to prune you, to strengthen you, to guide you, to give you discernment. And when He knows that He has your heart, He'll lead you back to where you need to be in a greater capacity. So all praises to the Most High that I am here, strong, available, and just ready to dive into this talk show and just speak from the heart about some issues that as women we go through. Oftentimes, you know, we get so caught up with work, we get caught up with our family and, you know, preparation day for the Shabbat and just having our hands in everything too. We don't know when to stop and relax and enjoy this life, enjoy this the creation that the Most High has put on this earth so we can live and breathe and do things that He calls us to do. But we're so, you know, out of control, running around, getting in other people's business, what we should not be doing, trying to solve everybody's problems, but not really focusing in on what He wants us to do. So take a minute and try to get things established here on the show on what my goals are for this show, and hopefully we'll be able to bring other people on here to share, you know, testimonies, to share, you know, different outlooks on things that's going on in the world, and just to, you know, bring our sisters closest together and not be so quick to draw a wedge between each other, but we should be holding each other up. So with that said, go to the Father with a prayer and guidance and just ask Him to be in the midst of this show. Sisters, please cover your heads. At this moment, just take a deep breath. Step away from whatever you're doing and just relax your mind, open your heart, your spirit. Whatever's been going on up to this moment, just let it go. Give it to God. Most High God, we just thank You for another day. Thank You for allowing us to enter into Your presence. Thank You for giving us strength. Thank You, Father, for Your word, for it is strong, for it is true. Continue to lead and guide us. Father, as we're in the middle of this work day, we just ask that You just be not far from us. Help us to make the right decisions. Help us to not be so quick to get angry, frustrated, unbalanced. Help us to stay on track. Help us to stay whole and not be moved by any other action. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for this time that You have set aside for us to come together on this line and to hear Your word. All praises to You, Father. We give You glory. We give You praise. Thank You for our families. Thank You for our husbands, our children. I just ask that You be with them, touch them, guide them, and protect them. We pray for our leaders, those that are out speaking and lifting up people in this world with the truth, casting out demons, lies that have been instilled in us for years. We thank You for the healers. We thank You for the deliverer. Father, we just ask that You continue to be with us through this show. We ask all these things in Your name. So be it, amen. So what a beautiful day here in Northern California. We've had the rain off and on, but all in all, it's beautiful. We're breathing. If you're able to wake up and breathe, you have a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food, there should be nothing to complain about. The things that you worry and allow to take over are just temporal. We need to learn how to cast that aside and focus up and be at the business at hand. So I just want to talk about a little bit the goals that we have for this show. You know, this show is not to condemn anyone, but to uplift you, to strengthen you, to encourage you to be here when no one is there, or when you feel that no one's there, because the Most High is always there. But it's for those weak times when we get stressed, when we get frustrated, when we just want to throw up our hands and give up. This show is going to be here to shed the light on some things. I'm not going to be going through scriptures and beating you over the head and just, you know, like Elder B, Brother Ray. We're not doing that because that's not my place. But my place is to encourage you, to teach you, to give you an understanding on our place as women, how to be more loving, how to be more kind, how to use soft words and not be so quick to be run on emotions. You know, women, sometimes we are so emotional. And, you know, oftentimes that's not too cool, because when we're so filled up with emotions, we're being distracted from the matter at hand. And so then we start acting upon those emotions. And if you're not using wisdom with your actions, oftentimes you're bringing some type of failure or hurt upon yourself. And then that leads to you blaming someone else for something that they did, when all in all, you are in control of your feelings. You are in control of your emotions. You are in control of how people treat you. You know, I said, teach people how to treat you. If you want respect, you teach them how to respect you. You teach them how to love you. You teach them how to take care of you and be there for you. If you're at work and you're dealing with employees or coworkers that don't believe what you believe, don't get angry, because before we were awakened by the knowledge and the truth, we were acting just like them. So don't get to a point where you forget where you came from. And now you know a little Bible verse here and there. You want to act like you're better than. Because if somebody pulls the closet back from your old past, they'll see the exact same thing. So women, as we come into this knowledge and this truth, my topic is strengthening our minds. And we're going to explore how to strengthen your mind and how to do it willingly, how to follow the Most High, how to be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Because it's easy to give into the flesh, but the Spirit, that is a test that oftentimes most of our people fail. The Bible tells us to come out of her, come out of this wickedness, come out of this mess, this stuff that this world. And then in doing so, you have to use wisdom. Can't be going to work calling other females Jezebel, haughty, scandalous. You know, you can't be doing that. But use wisdom. Open up your ear. They ask for a word. The Father gives you a word to speak unto them. Do it. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about strengthening our minds. And so go with me to 1 Corinthians 28:9, and it says, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off
forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. And that's our show. No, I'm just kidding. No, but that's enough. That was like very profound. If you take a minute and just read over that scripture and place yourself in that position as he talks, he says, for us to know our Father. Who is our Father? Who is our God? Who is the one that is in control of everything? He's in control of our finances. He's in control over everything that happens on this job. You have to give it to them. You have to give it to him and let him know that you can have it because I'm not in control of this. And then he said that you serve him with a loyal heart. How can you serve the Most High God when you have a lot of baggage that you're holding on to, when you're giving in to this world, when you're so caught up in the money, the finer things, having nice clothes, nice cars, jewelry, and then the next day you're screaming, oh, praises to the Most High, and you keep straddling the fence looking for something. But he said, if you serve him with a loyal heart and a willing mind, how do you strengthen your mind? How do you willingly serve him? You have to be able to pick up this Bible and read it. You have to want to seek him. You have to want to be, you know, on fire for him, just wanting more. I remember when I first started reading the Apocrypha, and I would get up in the morning on the Shabbat, and just read and just read and just be like, honey, listen to this, honey. This. It was just the fire of just wanting to know more about what I should be doing and how we should be treating people and how we should be loving on each other. And it was just, it's always there, that fire. Sometimes I'll sit in the bed and could be watching that demonic TV, whatever on that. And all of a sudden, the Most High just starts speaking to me. Pick up the Bible and I start reading. Then I can't put it down. That's ruining. You have to be wanting to allow him to use you. So in order to strengthen your mind, allowing him to use you, but you got to read this word. Learn his word because it's our strength. This word is everything to us. Anything and everything we want to know about our Father, about our history, about our people, about how we should act, is in this Bible. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word and our actions. So we can read it. You know, I know you hear plenty of people say, oh, I read that Bible from cover to cover. Not just a book that you pick up and read. You have to digest these scriptures, these stories about different women's lives and how they were faithful to their husbands and how there were some evil, wicked women and how things just are. You have to meditate on those scriptures in order to be strengthened. Can't just quote scripture here and there and just say, oh, okay, oh, I got a scripture for that, and I got a scripture for that. But learn these scriptures and apply them to your life. Because you can be a quoting queen and have a bad, bitter spirit. You may come off as Miss Know-It-All. She knows her Bible. But then when you get home, or when you get from around the people, you turn it back into this world and you're acting a fool. It says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So as you strengthen your mind, you're renewing it as well. You're taking all that garbage as much as possible. You're allowing him to take all that garbage out. All of the stuff that was instilled to you from birth till now. And he's giving you a new outlook. He's giving you new eyes to read this Bible. He's giving you a new heart on how to love again. True love, not the fake phony love. Not the kiddie love, the play love, but true love that can only come from our Father. So we have to grasp onto this. We have to be able to grab it, hold on to it, be strengthened by it. And as we continue to walk and learn, we have to be able to listen. We have to be able to listen to other people, the right people. But we have to have that ear to where, you know, I'll give you an example. Like me, I'm a big giver, and I love to give. If I see a sister, you know, struggling, or me and my husband, I'll see a brother and a sister, or vice versa, struggling, you know, we're so quick to give. But the key is to listen. And that's what the Father wants us to do as He's strengthening our mind. We have to listen. Listen to what He's telling us to do. We can't just act upon, again, our emotions and do what we want to do and give to who we want to at what time we want to give to Him. The Father is going to direct us and lead us to the right places if we just listen. We can't be that I know it all, I know this, I know that. You can't tell me this. I know some females like that. They still in the world, some of them or not, but they know everything. And only in their 20s and 30s. I was like that too. Thought I knew everything. I tell you, through each trial, each tribulation, each valley, you will never be able to know everything. Because once you think you got that on point, something else is going to happen. But that's the joy of life, to continue to learn, continue to listen, and continue to learn. So the more you learn through this book, through listening to the teachings of your elders or whoever your leader is, they're teaching you good food. Not just trying to get your money. Not just trying to exploit you or get you to do what he tells you to do. You have to learn as you go through these lessons. As the Father tests your faith, you got to learn from that. Can't keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. What is that? So you have to be able to do it right by using the Father's help. And so I wanted to read another scripture. I'm going to go there. Trying to do this quickly. I don't think we don't have much time. Give me one sec. So it's Proverbs 4, verse 23. It says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." But then you go to verse 24. It says, "Put away from your deceitful mouth, and put preserved lips far from you." So he says to keep your heart with all diligence. We have to make sure that we're in the right spirit. You have to make sure that we're not just dwelling in the past. You know, you see these people walking around in the streets talking about, "Oh, it's a new year, new me, new day." Ain't nothing new unless you've been transformed. Ain't nothing new unless your mind is right. Hell, it can be the new year and you still act in the same way. You still celebrating these same holidays. You still cursing folks out. You still have that jealousy and malice, that envy. You still walking around not speaking to folks because you think you're the cool. If your mind has not been renewed and strengthened, how is the new you? It's just the year has passed and it's just another year. But if you haven't changed, and if you haven't been transformed, then don't walk around talking about it's a new you, new year, new you. It's new year for this pagan world. And if you're of this world, it's a new year for you with the same foolishness. He said, come out of her. Come out of her. Sisters, I encourage you to come out of her. Renew your mind. Strengthen your mind. That's one thing they can't take away from you is what you have in your mind, your heart. They can call you names. They can put you down at work. They can look at you like you're crazy. They can say you crazy because you're not following the rules of this man on this earth that has his hand in everything. He don't run nothing. Our Father runs everything. He's just letting them play for a little bit. But when he gets tired, woman, I tell you, if you ain't on the right side, you will be lost. You'll be left here with the same foolishness, that same attitude, wondering what happened. Take heed and learn your Bible. Read this Bible. Let it strengthen your mind. Let it prepare you for what's to come so you're not afraid, so you're not moved by your emotions. When you already know where he's head is about to come and it comes, all you're going to do is like, okay, what's next? All praises to the Father. I knew that was coming because I was able to read that. I allowed you to come in and strengthen and renew my mind. When he tells you to prepare food, to store it up, to help your husband, to do what you need to do, do it. There shouldn't be no malice. There shouldn't be no, I don't want to. There shouldn't be this I'm every woman crap that they're trying to push down every woman's throat. Gets on my last nerve. Always tell my husband this women live. I wasn't around when that was came forth because I would have been against that. Nobody want to get up and go to work. What woman wants to take care of the household and then get up and go to work and pay bills? Not me. But all praises to the Most High. I love what I do because I have to. But at the end of the day, if I didn't have to, I wouldn't. I would be at home. I would be in the community helping other women, strengthening their minds, getting them ready for this great day whenever it comes to be prepared. But I know women that were still in the captivity of the Babylon, as my husband called it. I know we're still trying to figure out what's the next move, and that's something we shouldn't be trying to figure out. We should be enjoying the day, rain, snow, sleet, sun. We should be enjoying it as if it was our last. So, sisters, I encourage you to stop the complaining. Stop allowing your emotions and the actions of others to control how you act and respond to situations. Just sit back. Let them cut up. Just sit back and relax and know that the Most High is working on your behalf. You ain't got to say nothing. Favorite passage before I let you go is in the book of Psalms. And one thing that I say when people are trying to come against me, I know what the Father tells me. I'm going to stand on that. There's quite a lot of evil doers, but they should be cut off like the grass. But don't worry about what's going on behind your back. As long as you keep moving forward, whoever's in the back, that's where they belong, in the back. You keep your head up, stand your ground on keeping these commandments, not giving in to these pagan holidays, not allowing other females to say that you're less than because they feel like your husband is controlling you and you have no say-so in your home. You direct them back to the Bible and how it all started. And then direct them on how it all got away. And then show them how it's all going to come back. And once you leave them with that, they shouldn't have nothing to say. But you know them self-righteous folks always got something to say. But at the end of the day, your mind should be seeking the Most High. You should be asking him to strengthen your mind, to give you guidance, to help. help you. And when it's all said and done, sister, you're going to get your reward. You'll see it. You will see it, you will love it, you will enjoy it, and you will be in that right place because you did exactly what he told you to do. You didn't let anger or fear or anything distract you. So I charge you to continue to seek him, to love on him, to stay in your place, stay in order, stay in line, because the time will come where he will tell you, servant, well done. To all my sisters, I wish you well, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Shalom.
We are